Welcome to the WGXC Afternoon Show. I'm Cheryl Kay. My guest is Cuban pianist Omar Sosa. He and the new Afro-Cuban quartet will be performing this evening at Club Helsinki Hudson, located at 405 Columbia Street in Hudson. Show starts at 9 p.m. Omar, I want to thank you so much for joining us here at WGXC this afternoon.
It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure for me to be here.
And also, thank you for starting off your tour in Hudson, New York.
Yes. Well, actually, I need to say something.
Please do.
I love this area. Everything is cool. The energy is relaxed. It's nothing crazy. Even if maybe you live here every day, maybe you can arrive to some crazy scenes. But for me, yeah, the last time I was here, yeah, actually it was in the winter time, it was cool. And now with this beautiful weather, it's better. And the food is good here. And the wine is amazing. Actually, I need to say something. I found a wine from Italy I never found in Europe. I found here.
And you loved it.
Well, I bought a case already. Well, we bought a case for the whole tour.
Of course. Well, let me ask you, what can we expect to hear tonight different from when you were here in November?
Well, last time we present our last record, Egun, based on Miles Davis, Kind of Blue, amazing recording. And today is pretty much the new Afro-Cuban quartet. We go more in the Cuban side. It can be a little dance moments, but it's pretty much the concept is based in our Cuban tradition, some montuno, cha-cha-cha, bolero, and we have the African side with Childo Tomás Machangela from Maputo, Mozambique. So this is why we call the new Afro-Cuban quartet, because it's the backbone, the bass player from Africa, the drummer is from Cuba, Camagüey, my hometown, and the saxophone player is from Cuba and Camagüey, my hometown. I'm from Camagüey. So it's like it's not a big united nation. It's like only two nations.
So beginning your tour here, then it's off to New Jersey, Massachusetts, and then you skip over to Europe. It's Italy, Switzerland, France, yeah. The Netherlands.
South Africa.
This yes.
is important for us.
Yes. How so? Or why?
Well, you know, I think first I need to say I love Africa because 90% of our music is come from Africa. I would like to say 100%, but it's not fair because we have the Europe blood inside of us, and we need to give their percent in our music. We need to be fair. And for us, South Africa and Mozambique, because I think we're going to play in Mozambique, for us it's really important because our bass player is came from Mozambique. And it's really, I need to say, maybe this is going to be one of the most interesting moments for this band this year. Because it's like if we go back and play in Cuba, it's going to be important for us. And we get the opportunity to play Mozambique and South Africa. We played in South Africa like 4 years ago. And it was a really wonderful opportunity because we did some collaboration with South African musicians, some rap, hip hop artists, and it was Kotsa, like this thing, and it was amazing for us. I hope so we can have this time again. So, well, this is a long tour. It's like a non-stop tour. And anyway, actually before this, we're going to stop in New York. We're going to have a 4-9 in Blue Note in New York. Yeah, we're going to have a double bill with a beautiful and amazing saxophone player, Melissa Aldana from Argentina. She's a young lady, but I think she win the Thelonious Monk competition. Mm-hmm. And for us, it's really amazing we have this kind of collaboration together. But she's going to play with her band first, and she's going to play with us. Well, this was the last thing that happened today. And they asked me, okay, you open to invite Melissa? I said, of course. We are a family. It's no reason we don't play together. And this is a kind of long tour. It's going to stop in October.
October?
Yeah, because we come back in July to United States to play in SF Jazz. We play in, today it's come out one scene for New Orleans. And this is a dream come true. For a long time, I say, why? If I always look for the African roots and the Afro scenes, why I don't play New Orleans? Yes. Finally, so I sound like the spirit. Listen my voice and say, okay, we're going to give two gifts for you in New Orleans.
Then you had better buy two cases of wine this time.
What?
Such a long tour.
Well, is the money arrived today? I got to buy two. But so far, my money arrived to one. No, actually, you know, we are in the... I really love wine. You know, for me, wine is like jazz. In every region, you can find something special. And now I'm really into the organic biologic wine. This is the new scene I discovered in Paris 3 weeks ago. Well, I don't want to make any advertisement for this wine, but it was nice wine with no sulfite.
Salt sulfites.
So only the natural sulfite of the grape. And I discovered this in Paris 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, and I don't be able to find in Spain. And I arrive here, I just ask in the store, do you have this wine? I don't want to say the name. And they say, yes. I say, no. I say, okay, I want the box, because I was supposed to buy the box in Paris, but it was too expensive because Europe is kind of, the economical situation is kind of something, and all the prices go really high. And I got the opportunity to have this box here, so I'm going to enjoy it with the band. We are four, and we buy 12. We bought 12 bottles, so it's going to be for a little bit of the tour. I'm sorry, you know, we're talking about music, but for me, everything goes together.
Yeah.
Food, wine, music. It's a beautiful trilogy. For me.
What do you internally derive from such diverse travels and diverse audiences?
Oh, I think every place has its own identity, but we are all human beings. When you give love, there's no reason to don't receive love back. So in every place we go, we give love. We give what we can give. And we receive what the people can give to us. And we open to receive whatever they give to us. We have a mission to bring our tradition in the way we cook our tradition to the people. I go back to the food scene. You go to a restaurant and you're going to eat what the chef going to deliver to you. The same thing we do with the music. We give everything with 100% love. So it's what this is our experience in every part of the planet. Sometimes the people say, well, the people in Asia, they're different. The people in Africa, they're different. The people in America, no. We are all crying. We all suffering sins. We all have pains. We all enjoy life or not enjoy based in what we live in the moment. So for me, every single place have its own identity, but is the earth. And based on this, there's no mystery behind this. Every place in the end is pretty much the same. This is the answer. After covering with something, with some flowers, everything is the same. Yeah. But we find different characters in every place based in what the people of the place live and how their ancestors project their voice into the single human being body. So I don't know if I answered your question, but this is what came out to me after 2 bottles of wine.
You did. You have a new release out. It's called Real Live, the new Afro-Cuban quartet live in Japan. This was recorded in At Motion Blue.
Yokohama.
In Yokohama, Japan. Will we hear some of this tonight?
What? Yes. I actually, you know, pretty much, yeah, I tried to put this record out. Actually, it's not a really commercial. We sell only in live concerts.
Okay.
Why? Because mostly the time, when you work in the studio, you do your record, and you have the industry behind, the publicity, blah, 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 blah. But when we play, we always play something different. Why? Because we reproduce what we feel in the moment. And this record was the moment, and this is what we play live. And this is what we're going to do. So we sell in the concerts because most of the time the people say, okay, please, is any record do we can have this piece you play tonight? Most of the time I need to say, well, is maybe this. Well, finally, we have a record. It's not a big commercial scene. It's only selling in the live concert.
So what we're telling our listeners is that tonight, when you come to Club Helsinki Hudson,
yeah,
bring some cash.
But it's not too expensive. What was it, in the 10, 15?
Well, you got to bring some cash.
Yeah, it's good. It's good to help the next project. It's good for all the next projects. Let's put it that way. You know, in Cuba we say, one hand wash another hand, and Bosch wash the face. One hand wash another hand, or let's say clean another hand, and both together wash the face. And it's in Spanish, we say una mano lava la otra y las dos limpian la cara. But if somebody speaks Spanish, they're gonna know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah. Boom.
So what?
Omar, I want to thank you so much for joining us here at WGXC.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Actually, I need to tell you something.
Tell me something.
You look like my sister.
I look like your sister?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. But with better mood.
You're terrible. You're good.
No, it's 2 bottles of wine. It's always put you in a good mood. It's all about love.
It's all about the wine, and it's all about love.
No, you know what? It's no reason to don't have fun in this life. Even if we have a hard time, it's important to have fun.
Yeah.
Because this is what we're going to keep in our DNA and pass to the next generation.
Indeed. Indeed.
And this is what we try to do in our band. Let's have a good time. If we have a good time, the people are gonna receive. We have a good time. And this is what you're gonna listen tonight. Good time, good moment, love.